And still in Canberra, 100 Indigenous people and their allies occupied the foyer of Parliament House today. They were calling for an end to water endangering practices such as fracking, poor water management and inaction on climate change. Amelia Telford is the National Director of the SEED Indigenous Youth Climate Network, and she explained to me what motivated so many people to protest in Parliament House today.
What we're seeing across the country right now with, you know, droughts and rivers drying up across the, you know, across the whole country, the fish kills, particularly in the Murray-Darling Basin, the state of water across this country where communities are, you know, facing poisoned water or, you know, being forced to only have access to bore water to drink. It's just crazy that this is happening, and we're not seeing this as a national emergency response that needs to be, you know, the government and every, you know, every person across this country needs to be dealing with, because we all have a responsibility. What this gathering has been about is fulfilling the cultural responsibility that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have to look after our land and look after each other, look after our water as our life source. But yeah, you know, what we did today was we actually went up to Parliament House to directly to confront power holders, because we know that it's not just the government, it's big business who, you know, who are in bed together, and we need our voices to be heard, we need them to listen, and we need to respect our rights to be able to have a say, or to have the final say about what happens on our country. And so, yeah, it's been centred around standing strong for country, for culture and for the climate.
Do you feel as though you got through to the public, if not to the politicians?
We're seeing so many people sharing our images and videos all over social media. We're hitting the press. People are calling us left, right and centre. We were joined by some of the politicians. We haven't actually sent the media release through because I wasn't actually in the inside bit. But basically what happened was we occupied Parliament House, both inside and outside the foyer, to be able to, you know, make sure that we were heard in Parliament. And I think it's not just the politicians and big business, it's everyone around this country, because it's going to take a people-powered movement to be able to stand up and have the collective power when we take action together.
And what kind of actions will be taken? Like, what kind of resolutions have come out of this time together talking about this?
There's been so much that has come out of this gathering, in particular, you know, future events like this, but right around the country. So there's been talk of a national call to action for Water is Life, National Days of Action in April. There's different community gatherings, there's different communities that, you know, are facing, you know, proposals for new coal mines or fracking, or, you know, coming together for healing. And really, like, what this is about is not just waiting for the next crisis. It's about getting proactive and organising and coming together so that, you know, we are united and we'll be able to, you know, like, we're going to keep fighting until our country and water is protected.
Amelia Telford, she's National Director of the SEED Indigenous Youth Climate Network.